We are back. Another new year for the Missouri Senate.
We are back. Session began, of course, every election year. We always have a new swearing-in ceremony, whether you've been formerly serving or not. There's a whole new group of senators, and I was just reelected, so it was part of the swearing-in. We've all gotten sworn in. We're all officially now in the Senate. Business has begun. President Pro Tem read a number of bills onto the calendar yesterday. I think nearly 100 of those bills that have been pre-filed. Most of what's happened in the last 2 days have been the prayer breakfasts that begin every session. There's one that a local church does every year, and that was held yesterday morning. Was just exceptionally well done, I thought, and just a great time to be prayed for as those of us who are serving in state government. That's the focus of it. I might actually reprint one of the prayers that was offered as a Capitol report this week. And then this morning was the governor's prayer breakfast, which is always a very well-attended event. Hundreds of folks here at the Capitol and from local churches and community that come together. And it just so happened this morning that the speaker was Reverend Randy Garris, whose parents are my constituents. They were able to be here and hear their son speak, and everyone seemed to think that it was a great time together and a time of unity. And the governor's remarks, the governor-elect's remarks, the message that Randy shared were all exceptional. So it's been a good start. Today, I'm sure we'll be reading some more bills in, a couple of resolutions that I'll be offering this morning when we go back into session. With the new governor taking office on Monday, that inauguration, I think we're going to be off to a running start. The groups that need to talk together have been talking together. We actually began meeting with a group of stakeholders yesterday on a bill that would establish a different regulatory environment for the utilities industries, water and gas and electricity. And so meetings have already begun and session has begun, and Happy New Year to everyone out there. It's good to be back at the people's business.
You mentioned committees. There may be some different committees or new committees that have some new responsibilities, but obviously all new chairman and all new membership on the committees this year.
I did review some of the rule changes that are being proposed that we'll vote on, and those include some changes in the committee structure. So there are a couple of committees that are being changed in terms of their title and their context, and there's two or three new committees that are being established so that some of the overlap of some committees will be less. Some of the committees are a little bit smaller. The meeting times, I think, are going to be significantly changed. One of the rule changes is to set session times a little bit different so that committees are able to continue their business a little bit longer and not have to cut it short when they've got an important issue before them.
You also mentioned, obviously, there's a new governor coming in just a few days. How does that change the dynamic for what you do here in the Missouri Senate?
Well, because of the different political philosophy of the governor leaving and the governor-elect, I think it will change it a great deal. There were a lot of things that we did not agree with Governor Nixon on that were difficult to get through or were vetoed, and we either had to override vetoes or were not able to override, and that is going to change with Governor Greitens because a lot of those same issues he aligns with us on. I think the other thing we're going to see is that Governor Nixon really didn't engage very much with the legislature. That was kind of his reputation and it was his behavior. He wasn't the kind of person that really spent a lot of time working with the legislature. I think we've already seen signs that Governor Greitens probably will be much more engaged. He actually showed up during our session and during the swearing-in ceremony, was able to attend part of that, and I think that was a real good sign. It's a sign that he really is going to be engaged with the legislature. We'll have a better sense of what he would like to see happen for Missourians, and he'll have a lot better feel for where the Senate is, and probably the same is going to be true on the House side.
For you, is there any legislation or items that you're hoping to see, if not fully passed, at least debated?
There are a number of things. We had an interim committee this summer on energy and utility regulation. We're still working on that. I would like to see us be able to do something on that this year. Those are complex issues. It's very difficult to get everyone together on them, but I have hopes for that. Also had some legislation last year on education savings accounts that would provide options for parents in terms of how they educate their children. I think Governor Greitens is going to be more open to that than Governor Nixon, and so I have hopes that that will move forward. We had several tort reform issues. One was the collateral source bill. A lot of people don't really, unless they Google it, they may not know what that means, but it has to do with the evidence presented at a personal injury trial. That is another measure that Governor Nixon vetoed, but I think Governor Greitens would sign. I have hopes that that will come back. There are a number of different things. There's also the issue of where impeachment trials are held. A lot of folks don't lay awake at nights wondering about impeachment trials, but one of the things that citizens should understand is that Missouri, unlike every other state, if there is an impeachment impeachment, it is tried in the Supreme Court instead of in the Senate. That really, in my opinion, is a compromise of the constitutional checks and balances that we all trust to control our government. So I would like to see that trials move back to the Senate as they are done in all the other states that are structured like Missouri. That's another thing I'm hoping the governor will be open to. The governor wouldn't have to sign that because that would be a resolution, would take a vote of the people. But the governor's agreement with it would certainly help in terms of the legislature being friendly to it.